and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced by...
by Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better bond with your cats than with the special treats. And as I've told you many times before, Vitacraft, lick and lap. You can get your cats to do anything for that. Well, that kind of rhymes like Dr. Seuss. But, by the way, it's amazing. And you can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it in pet stores, or you can find it at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off on their Good Pets Foods Supplement Treats for Dogs. Go to goodpetsfoods.com and put in the word pets for 10% off. Also, don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, on our website, talkinpets.com by Listen Live, or on Alexa at CRN4 TuneIn. This is Talkin' Pets.
I wanna have a dog with you, maybe someday, baby, too. Oh, but for now, this mutt will do. I wanna have a dog with you. I wanna have a home with you, with a swing on the porch and a barbecue. Oh, but for now, this one bedroom is just gonna have to do. Woo-hoo. I wanna make love to you, below the sea, above the moon. Oh, but for now this truck will do. I wanna make love to you. Someday I'll put a ring on you, cause I want an eternity or two. Oh, but for now this life will do. I wanna put a ring on you. Ooh.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. If you're watching this on Facebook Live right now, you'll see on my lap is my cat, my black cat. That is Shadow. And she's my girl. She's my buddy. And her eyes are just
all
amazing.
All your girls are your girls, for
they are. Now, Summer just walked into the studio, and Winter was here earlier. But, yeah, they make their rounds. But Shadow's in here all the time. But her eyes, it's like she's pitch black.
God,
like
piercing.
A panther. Yeah,
amber
her eyes.
Eyes.
Just, they are. They're
yes.
just like, they glow in the dark.
They
it's
do.
It's just amazing. But I really think black cats must have some kind of Persian in them, because she tends to talk quite a bit. And not like I'm hearing, hey, John, how you doing today? But, you know, the constant meow, meow kind of thing. And
well, Siamese do a lot of that stuff, too.
Right, right. That's what I mean. And the thing is, too, also, she's a constant, I want your attention all the time cat.
That so, could have been because she lost her mommy too young.
It might have been. Yeah, might have been. Who knows? But she's got my attention. She's sitting in my lap right now, and... you can see her on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. But we want to talk to you. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. So when you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney over at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. I'm going to put a little tease out there. I don't know if I should.
Uh-oh.
Supposed to, but... I'm just going to put a little cheese. Michael and I were talking about it earlier. And so I'm going to be doing a trip in October, and people can join if they want to join, which I wish they would.
Oh, this is a good tease.
And it's going to Costa Rica, and a place that I've always wanted to see. And
2025.
Yep, 2025. This month, 2025, next year. And it's going to involve animals and so on and so forth. So there's going to be a lot of things to do. And it's through the company Colette, which if you are an avid Wheel of Fortune fan like I am, you see Colette on there quite a bit for the trips that they have. And so that's what we're going to be doing. And it's pretty cool because one price, and it includes everything from your airfare, your hotels, all the excursions, your meals, everything. And the price is good. But I should say the price is right. So I will definitely fill you in more. You'll see more and more of that over the next several months. But just that's my little tease. So, but we want to talk to you, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. So, Jilly, did you see that when the hurricanes came through in Tampa, Hurricane Milton, and it went right across the state, a lot of the animals were taken out of the shelters and so on and so forth here, and they were flown to other shelters across the country.
Which was amazing. Efforts that went into that, it's just, I'm so thankful, because so many times we hear the tragic stories that they flood and animals don't survive. And people have shown up in droves. I was watching it online. People were coming to foster them. People were, you know, seeing, you know, and other places were taking them. I just thought it was amazing.
It was the same thing with the aquariums, and also Clearwater Marine Aquarium and the aquarium in Tampa. Mm-hmm. They got their penguins and animals all set for, you know, the hurricanes, because like they're right on the water.
Yes.
Both of them. So that could have been tragic for a lot of the animals. But they do procedures, for what I understand, and they run through them throughout the year to make sure that, you know, everything is protected and everything is done. And that's what people need to do as well. Because we never know what kind of tragedy that may happen. It may just come on us and at the last minute, but you want to make sure that you're ready to go. And that was one thing I did with the hurricanes. I made sure that I had my pet carriers and everything like that ready to go. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, I mean, my cats are not 100% used to their carriers. I don't keep them out like, you know, most people should, and I always say you should. But what I do, I have a little trick that I do. I just keep the carriers in my big bathroom, and then when it's time to load, I take one cat at a time into that bathroom and close the door. Because I can guarantee you, if they don't like their crate, that you're going to have trouble getting them out from underneath that bed.
Correct.
So I have my own little trick that they haven't caught on to yet, but I always say to them, I'm like, I know you don't want to do this, because they're probably thinking they're going to a vet or something, but it's like, this is for your own good, and you're going with Daddy. So Daddy's taking you with. You don't want to stay here, because I know you can't snorkel, and you don't know how to scuba dive, so you're coming with me. So the same. I think worse than the cats, though, and they weren't that bad this time. But the birds trying to get my parrots out of their cage—that was a cat.
How did you manage that? All I was thinking is, here's John Patch escaping in his convertible with.
I don't have the convertible anymore.
Oh, you don't. That's right, you don't. No. Anyway, you had a giant African gray. You have a giant macaw, right?
I've got the Amazon parrot, the green Amazon, and I've got the African gray.
The African gray. And then how many finches do you
have? Well, the finches,
have,
the whole cage went with me. Their whole home went, so I don't think they were stressed at all.
Okay. You know, and then these three incredible cats, you know, and it's just like, what? All I was thinking was, I was seeing you with your shades on driving down the highway with all
you
these cages
hear something
in the back
funny,
of your
though?
Convertible.
My African gray, when I got to my friend April's house, and
who is mean,
I put them into who? April? Oh, my African gray.
No,
oh,
I love April. April's awesome.
I was like, not April.
No, the African gray is mean. He's a bit mean
African
before.
Gray. Yeah, he can be mean. But when I got him there to the house, April's house, all of a sudden I had him in a crate. So he wasn't in his cage anymore, and I had water and food in the crate. But every time I walked up to the crate, he'd be like, "What's up? What's up?
What's up?" Curses.
Oh, he doesn't curse. The other one curses.
That's the other one curses.
That's the way he came when I adopted him. I didn't know he used the foul language. But Zachary, my African Grey, just kept saying, "What's up? What's up?" Like, he knew, like, why am I not in my cage? What's going on?
You have the most beautiful, huge cages for them. They live in such an incredible environment in your home.
And they keep each other company, which is important. Yeah. So, but, hey, we're going to take a little break. We come back. We have a story from Jilly, and we have Name That Animal Sound coming up. So this is Talkin' Pets.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Pfaff here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades.
Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
The Human-Animal Bond Research Institute, known as HABARI, Pet Giving Network, has issued a call for critical supplies in support of the Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton disaster relief efforts. The Pet Giving Network Action Alert requests supplies from pet care companies and organizations that are in crucial demand in the affected communities. Pets are family, and in times of crisis, they need our help as much as people do. HABARI is proud to manage the Pet Giving Network, a lifetime providing communities with vital resources to care for animals and their owners in need, and is grateful for the American Pet Production Association, World Pet Association, and the Pet Industry Distributors Association and their members for a strong and long-standing commitment to this important effort. The American Pet Products Association is dedicated to supporting the Pet Giving Network and to helping unite our membership and respond to disasters in the most efficient and effective way. With active natural disasters, the Pet Giving Network is stepping up to ensure that pets across the country receive the critical support they need during emergencies. The Pet Giving Network is a collaboration between HABARI and Greater Good Charities, a nonprofit organization that works to provide in-kind supplies, donations, and pragmatic support of those in need. The Pet Giving Network connects pet product companies, nonprofit organizations, and shelters to provide essential supplies such as food, bedding, and medical care to animals affected by natural disasters. When hurricanes, floods, and wildfires strike, animal shelters can quickly become overwhelmed, leaving vulnerable pets in urgent need. The Pet Giving Network bridges the gap by facilitating donations from companies in the pet care community and distributing supplies to shelters in impacted areas. This swift response helps ensure the safety and well-being of animals displaced or that are in distress. If you are a part of the pet care company or organization that can donate pet food, toys, medicines, crates, litter, or other supplies, please consider joining the Pet Giving Network to ensure your donation meets the specific needs of those impacted. To learn more about the Pet Giving Network or to sign up to receive Pet Giving Network actions, visit www.habari.org/givingnetwork. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Fire out my symphony, play with me, look into my eyes and see. People walk away but never say goodbye. Someone stole the moon tonight, took my light. Everything is black and white. Who's the fool who told you boys don't cry? Hours and hours and powers. Life is no game but it's ours while time goes wild. Every day I'm losing my mind, holding on in this mysterious ride, dancing in the storm. I got nothing to hide. Take it all and leave the world behind. Baby, promise me you'll hold me again.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And we want to talk with you. So if you've got a training question or a behavior question, a comment, a story, even if you want to promote something in your area, you know, even because we're national, if you still have something going on to benefit the animals, hey, we'll let you give it a shot. 818-818-6401. That is the number.
Hi, I'm Linda Blair, and you're listening to Talking Pets with my favorite fella, John Patch.
And that's my buddy Linda, and you all know her from The Exorcist. And she actually has a big foundation out in California, World Heart Foundation, if you want to check that out. Just Google it, the World Heart Foundation. Linda Blair runs that, and she's got a lot of dogs there and a lot of pit bulls that are misplaced or need homes, and she works with the animals and then tries to get new homes for them. So she does a lot of good, and I know, you know, that they can all use your help. So Please look it up. World Heart Foundation. Tell them John Patch sent you. And Linda's a sweetheart, so she may even talk to you as well. But once again, we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. That is the number. You know, it's like, Jilly, I'm sure you can agree, and I'm sure, Michael, you can agree as well, is that having pets in our lives makes a huge difference. And
oh, incredible.
During the hurricane, when I had no electricity, no air conditioning, no nothing, no mm-hmm. luxuries that we're so used to having in this country, and sitting here in the heat in front of a window trying to stay cool, the thing that kept me sane most of the time were my pets. And
absolutely.
My cats were there for me, and I played with them, and they, you know, sat on my lap, and just bonding with them by brushing them or stroking them, it makes a huge difference in your life and takes so much stress out of your body that I can't imagine why people don't have them. And I can't understand why people abuse them.
Would abuse them. I
yeah.
know. I just don't. I mean, Xerxes, my male German Rottweiler, kept me sane. I mean, you know, I was out, no electricity for 11 days, no water for 14 days. I had a tree on my house. My well, because I have a private well, a spring blew. I mean, everything was crazy. Thank God I have a creek so I could get water to flush my dang toilets. But it was a lot. It was a lot. But as soon as, when I would get so wrapped up from cleaning all day and cleaning up the mess and all the wonderful people in my town who helped me, I'd just grab him and go for a run in the mountains. And it changed my life, you know, just to have him there. And at night, whew, when it's pitch black in the mountains, I was really happy I had him.
Yeah, he's a big boy. How much does your Rottweiler weigh
he's
now?
148. So
148. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to miss. That's like a bear coming at you.
You know, I'm packing, so that's okay. But I have no lights, and all my security cams were blown out. So I felt like a sitting duck. And it calmed me to know, yes, I had USB lighting because I'm a smart cookie. And I had batteries for my radio. And I pulled a grill out of my basement, which was also flooded, but the grill survived. And I cooked every piece of meat that survived that I could and shared it with my neighbors, because that's what neighbors do, even though they're acres away. But we just bonded together. But having him was the world to me.
So I got to tell you, just so people know, because stupid me did not know, I paid all this money for a generator, and I didn't know you need to start it up every 2 months. Because if
yes.
you don't, and there's gas left in it, it's no good
yes.
after that. And
no, you should
I
always
tried
siphon
to start
the gas out.
Me and my neighbors were trying to get it to go. We could not get it to go. I only used it once before. And so if you are listening and you have a generator in case of emergencies, make sure you start it at least once every 2 months. By the way,
and always, let it cool down before you put more gas in, because you can start your house on fire.
Before we go there,
let the games begin.
I want to play this animal sound. If you can guess what animal this is, you can win a prize. Compliments of Talking Pets, and we'll tell you what those are in a little bit and after the break. But this is the sound. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
Connection no more, that's chopped liver. Well, if you want bomb, this is what I'll give you. A little Romulan mixed with the hard hitter. The skinny 99 high times you write rhymes, lines, and hip-hop that are using a right.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
Here's some food for thought. The food we eat, fluids we drink, and medicines we take, once expelled from our bodies, must end up somewhere. Thanks to a recently published scientific model, the destination of a global flood of human waste into coastal areas has at last been tracked for all to see. And it doesn't make for a pretty picture. According to the new model, wastewater adds about 6.2 million tons of nitrogen to coastal waters worldwide annually, equivalent to around 40% of the amount emitted by agriculture runoff. Nitrogen is one of the worst pollutants of our planet's oceans, causing toxic algae blooms and dead zones. The study mapped 135,000 watersheds planet-wide and found that just 25 of them account for almost half the nitrogen inputs from wastewater into the ocean. The sheer scale of wastewater impacts on coastal ecosystems, especially in terms of nitrogen inputs, was pretty surprising. In assessing direct and septic coastal wastewater releases, the study found that the worst nitrogen-polluting watersheds are concentrated in India, South Korea, and China, and are also found in other countries. A single watershed in northern China accounts for 11% of global wastewater. Another finding, South America and Africa account for much higher nitrogen levels than previously thought, while a U.S. watershed, the Mississippi River, figures among the major offenders. Nitrogen release is just one problem caused by human wastewater. They found that the 25 most polluted watersheds located on almost every continent emit 51% of these organisms. In particular, in densely populated deltas and estuaries in southern and eastern Asia, as well as Africa. The global study doesn't claim to be comprehensive. Our paper doesn't look at heavy metals, phosphorus, or plastics. I mean, there's pharmaceutical products too. The list goes on and on for what we put into our watersheds that are hitting coastal areas. What is this doing to marine life? And since our oceans cover most of our planet, think what it's doing to us. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
When you poop, it smells like a poop. And sometimes it's solid, but sometimes it's goop. When you poop, well, what she eats in your poop. If you eat alphabet soup, you just might poop the word poop.
The National Dog Show and the Kennel Club of Philadelphia announced the judging panel for the 2024 event to be held at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, Pennsylvania on Saturday, November 16th and Sunday, November 17th, 2024. The November 16th show will be broadcast as a two-hour special Thanksgiving Day on NBC following the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. George Milatovich of Fresno, California, will preside over Best in Show this year. An accomplished show dog handler, he has shown breeds including Bichons, Smooth Fox Terriers, Italian Greyhounds, Pugs, Boxers, Russell Terriers, and Cocker Spaniels. Several of these dogs have won Best in Show and group titles. He will join the elite list of judges who have been presided over the Best in Show at the National Dog Show since its inception in 2002. Fresno-born and raised, he has been involved in dog shows since he was 16, when he trained and entered his pug. Now, he also, first major assignment came when Westminster officials asked him to be the judge in the 1999. In 2014, the American Kennel Club presented him with the Outstanding Sportsmanship Award, which celebrates volunteer members who deserve special recognition for their efforts. After and at the culmination of the National Dog Show on Thanksgiving Day, Boltanovich actually will select the Best in Show purebred from the final lineup comprising the seven group winners. Now, because the vast viewing audience on the family-centric holiday, that dog will become an instant celebrity, with media attention including appearances on NBC's Today Show and the following morning. Judges for the seven groups and the miscellaneous classes of the 2024 National Dog Show are Sporting Group, Claire Wish Abraham, out of Virginia. The Hound Group, Susan St. John Brown, out of Colorado. Working Group, Pat M. Jenkins, out of Utah. The Terrier Group, Dr. H. Scott Kellogg, out of Maryland. The Toy Group, Richard LeBeau, out of Pennsylvania. The Non-Sporting Group, Gary L. Anderson, out of Pennsylvania. The Herding Group, Dr. Vicki Sandage, out of Kentucky. And the Miscellaneous Breeds will be Maria J. Doheny, out of Connecticut. For more information, you can visit them at nds.nationaldogshow.com. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, sweat soaking through the floor. Buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream, can't you see it getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's blood and open. It's the preacher and the prophet and your blind devotion. There's something breaking at the brink of every well that's open, all that you know. So tell me, do you wanna go? Well, it's covered in all the color and lies. Where the blood away is a run in the night. Impossible comes true, it's taking over you. Oh, this is the greatest show.
Actually, one of the greatest shows out there is on Thanksgiving Day, the National Dog Show. They have a huge audience. It
huge.
Is gigantic. A lot of people that are tuned in to the Macy's Day Parade will end up watching the National Dog Show with our friend David Fry and
yes,
John O'Hurley. You know him from Seinfeld. And usually David or John comes onto the show before the actual event, which they probably will this year, and talk a little bit about it. But the event actually takes place a week before it's actually televised. So we try to keep everything a secret if we can. But, by the way, what creature makes this sound? In the show today, Jilly, our co-host today, she did a story on this creature. They sound so cute that you just want to cuddle them, but they're big. And they have come back, two of them, to visit us here in America.
You'd never think they sounded that way.
I know, you wouldn't. You would never.
But I knew that because my mother was obsessed with them, so I've always known that.
Oh, they're so cute.
As soon as you did it, I'm like, oh my God, Mom would be so excited.
But WILD stands for...
If she was still alive, she would have called in.
WILD stands for, don't pet me. and they are wild creatures.
With everything.
And they do, like, as Julie said earlier, they love bamboo. So, what creature is it? They have come back to America. They were taken away from us, I think, what, Julie, was it a year, 2 years ago now? And now we got them back.
Yeah, and then
back.
They just, yes.
So, and there was a big, all the cops were out there in Washington, D.C., making way for the FedEx trucks that were carrying these two back to their enclosure, which they're not out yet for people to see, but they will be. So what big creatures are these that are absolutely adorable looking and sound like that? It makes you want to have one, but it's a big no. You don't have one of those. Nope. It's a wild animal. That means it stays in the wild.
You
or
shouldn't
at a zoo.
Own any wild animal.
818-818-6401. You can win from Vitacraft. You can go with Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks. That's the rippable chewies for your cats. We also have from Good Pets Foods, the Daily Probiotic, the Daily Multivitamin, and the Hip and Joint Plus. You can go with those three. I do have an Easy Walk, no pull harness, if you've got like a Chihuahua or a Pomeranian, something about 10 pounds. And it's in the color of black and silver. A little more on the boy side, I guess. You got a cat book, a dog book. We do have a turtle pendant. It's jewelry that you can wear on your lapel. It's actually pretty big. It's bigger than, it's about the size of 2 quarters. And we got the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, about reptiles. It's a music CD. We do have the collapsible water bowls from Talkin' Pets in 4 different colors. Black, orange, red, and lime green. And we... That's it. So, you got choices to choose if you know what creature we're talking about. And they sound like that. And they came from China.
And 818. You just want to hug them, but you can't hug them.
6401. 818-818-6401. They're fun to watch. Did you
like
see
a koala or a sloth? Don't hug them.
Well, I don't know. I hugged a sloth once, and it was pretty cool experience. I actually thoroughly enjoyed it.
I got scratched by mine.
Yeah, I don't know. They have big nails, so you do got to be careful.
Yeah, and then I freaked out that I was going to get, you know, like sloth feces in my blood system.
Okay, I didn't even think that. That never even entered my mind. Only you, Jilly.
That's all I think about.
But if I was in a bar fight and some girl scratched me with her nails, I'd be terrified of what I'd get from some weird long nails.
Why
wouldn't you think that about an animal?
Did you see the one zoo, and it might have been
stop
in China.
Stop laughing, Michael. Just stop laughing.
Sorry.
I don't know if it was in China or what, but they took two dogs, and they painted them to be these creatures that we're looking for an answer on.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I do have to admit, other than it walked like a dog and barked like a dog, it did kind of look like that
exactly
animal.
Exactly like it. Have you seen, there's a bunch of, you know, very awesome groomers, in that that takes a lot of artistry to be able to do that, have made skeleton dogs.
Yes, I've seen that
for
too.
Halloween. Oh, it's fantastic.
Do you know some people are against that? They don't like their dogs being painted. I mean, if it's not going to harm the dog in any way and it washes off, I don't see
a problem.
The
dog doesn't know it. It can't tell.
I mean, other than the fact that the dog probably gets tons of attention. But,
well, and if it looks in a mirror, it doesn't understand it's looking in a mirror. Can you imagine the hilarity of your dog looking in a mirror and thinking that it sees something like that?
Okay, so I got to tell you
too
something.
Too funny for me.
When this hurricane, when the hurricane came through, Michael's actually holding a picture of it. Michael, put it up to the camera so people that are watching us on Facebook Live. So that's a skeleton dog, if you can see it.
It's a doodle.
It's pretty wild. But the thing is, too, is that... during the hurricane, one of my mirrors, I had it displaced, and I took it off the wall, and I put it on the floor. Out of my 3 cats, Winter, Summer, and Shadow, who do you think would walk up to that mirror at least 5 times a day and stare at herself?
Shadow.
No, I knew you were going to say Shadow. It was Winter, the all-white cat.
No way.
She would sit there for, like, she's I would so walk down demure. The hallway and I'd be like, you're looking at yourself again? She's like, she's enthused with it.
She's
hey,
so awesome.
We're going to take a little break. Cat. Oh, wait, before we take a little break, well.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Greska's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Greska's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson.
Hillsville, Washington, a woman in Western Washington called 911 after being frightened by a mob of raccoons who invaded her yard, causing her to flee because of their aggressive behavior. Sheriff spokesman Kevin McCarty explains, she said these raccoons were becoming increasingly more aggressive, demanding food that they would hound her day and night, scratching at the outside of the home, at the door. If she pulled up in her car, they would surround the car, scratch at the car, surround her if she went from her front door to her car or went outside at all. The problem started because the resident had been feeding raccoons who visited her yard for decades. But for reasons unknown, their numbers ballooned recently and their behavior became more aggressive and they demanded food, McCarty said. This is a nuisance problem, kind of her own making that she has to deal with. When deputies responded to her 911 call, they found upwards of 100 raccoons in her yard and surrounding trees. Deputies referred the woman to the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. After working with specialists and being advised to not provide any food to the animals, the raccoons have started to disperse. Just a friendly reminder, do not feed wildlife. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Michael Hambrick.
Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me, say more. Feed me all night long. That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me, say more. Feed me all night long. Cause if you feed me Seymour, I can grow up big and strong.
100 raccoons. That's
oh,
what happens
heavens.
When you start oh. feeding wild animals.
I would be afraid to walk to my car. Seriously. That they would like eat me or something.
Could you imagine? Getting out of your car and 100 raccoons?
It freaked me out. That's why I didn't want to read that one. I
looked
by it. I'm like, no, thank you.
It's like, which one of you 100 has rabies?
Oh, my God.
Hey, we got Leba out there in Connecticut. Hey, Leba.
Oh, yay. Hi, Leba.
How are you, Leba?
Hi, Jilly.
Hi, Jilly. I love you guys.
I love you,
too. Do you feed the wild animals, Leba?
No. I'm scared of rabies.
Yep. You got to be careful out there because then you could end up with having one and then go to like 100
yeah.
raccoons.
Oh, my gosh. I'm happy that you're okay from that storm, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh,
yeah, it was
so something
I never want to go through again. I mean, I've gone through many hurricanes, Leva, here living in Florida, but nothing like Helene
yeah,
Milton.
That was a bad one.
Oh, my goodness. I love you so much. I don't want anything to happen to you.
Well, thank you, darling. So, what are you going to take a guess on this creature right here?
The only animal I can think of is a panda. Oh, my goodness. I got it right.
You did get it right. Congratulations. And it is a panda. And do you want to go with something, Leva? Or do you want to
pay it forward?
You're going to pay it forward.
Yeah.
So Leva
so
does
wonderful.
This. Leva
every time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
And she actually will pass it forward. And so anybody who wants to call Sydney right now, our producer over at the network. Just say you want Libas, pass it forward, and if you get in, Sydney picks up whatever line, so could be the first call, could be the second call, could be the third call, could be the tenth call, whatever it could be. But she just picks up the line, and if you're the winner, you can pick out what you want. And Sydney will tell you what we have. We have the Good Pets Foods treats for dogs. We have the Vitacraft treats for your cat. You can go with Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks. We have the Turtle Pendant. We have the CD from Gino Sassani, the Collapsible Water Bowl. We have the Easy Walk No Pull Harness for a Chihuahua or like a Pomeranian. So those are the choices that you have. So when you call, just say, hey, I want Leba's gift, and then you can pick it out, and we'll send it out to you. 818-618-6401, 818-618-6401. Leba, are you having snow up there yet?
No, not as yet, and I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I like the white stuff. I like when it comes down and it's so pretty, but the next day with all the slush and everything like that. And
yeah. Plus, it's fine on Christmas Day.
I don't miss shoveling it.
I don't miss that either. We're having 70 degrees, actually.
Wow.
Cold in the mornings, and then it goes up to 71 to 72 degrees.
That's nice. Are your leaves turning, or did they already drop? They're probably turning, right?
I think they're dropping. Where I live right now, I don't see much leaves falling.
Okay. Well, I know that was one of my favorite times of the year was fall, when you saw all the trees were different colors and everything. It was always so beautiful.
Then we have that, the time going back. Daylight saving times.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's dark at 7
o'clock. Did we do that?
Like
no, we didn't do that yet. That is coming up, isn't it? I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look when that is, because I can never really keep... Michael's looking it up real quick. But, yeah, because then we spring ahead, we fall behind. So in the fall, we lose an hour.
Yes.
So you lose an hour of sleep, and then it gets darker even earlier.
November 3rd.
It's already getting dark here. It's been doing it for the last month.
Yeah, so same thing here.
John, I need to see you and your kitty cats.
Well, you can always see me on Facebook Live, and my cats are on there sometimes. But well, I am doing a trip to Costa Rica next October, so you can always go on that, visit like the whole gang. So you know, whoever wants to go, I'll fill you in on more of that to come from Colette. So stay tuned for that. But as always, Leva, we got to say goodbye, and thanks as always, and miss you, and love to you always.
Love you.
Bye, Leva.
Bye, Leva.
Bye-bye, Julie.
Once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you want Leva's prize, call Sydney right now, 818-818-6401, and tell her what you want, and it's yours. When you're adopting a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue, and please get one there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And we say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
All that pressure got you down. Ice your head.
Expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.